The essence of the light is to guide our walk. There can be problems outside us. There must not be problem within. Don't protect corruption. Don't edge corruption. Don't face corruption. Expose it. Let light shine on it.
The words that I speak unto you are spirit and life, meant to make you grow. The light of God shines in every heart that desires to know God in His true nature. You are welcome to this divine feast at the table of the Lord as we journey from one level of faith to another by the revelation of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Through His minister, we believe you'll be richly blessed.
Praises. Many praises. Oh, praise. 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 For many praises are ascending to me. Many praises. Many praises. Many praises. Many praises. For there is a victory. There is a victory over a people. Oh, I have prevailed. I have prevailed yet again in your midst. Yes. I have prevailed yet again. Yet again in this community. I have prevailed yet again. For I have longed to even sing this praise in the midst of my church. I have longed to sing praise. For now, there is a garment of praise upon you.
Yeah.
For to enter into my court, where I will commune with you yet again, and tell you of my Father, tell you even of the salvation of my Father. Yes, upon you is a garment of praise. Garment of praise, that you may enter into my court with praise. You are that praise. You are that praise, and you will ascend into my court. You will ascend into my court, for I have broken limitation. I have broken limitation. I have made you whole. I have made you whole, that you may appear before me. That you may appear before me. I have brought out to you, so you can ascend. So you can ascend. I put my spirit upon you so you can ascend. Oh, for you no longer be heavy. I have taken away load. I have broken yoke. For yoke has been broken by the reason of the anointing. By the reason of the anointing. Yokes have been broken off your shoulder. That you can praise. That you can ascend. That I can take you to myself as praise. And tell you of my Father. And sing again. Praise in the midst of my source. Yeah. Declare again, even the name of my Father. Yes, yes, you have come into preservation. You have come into preservation. Therefore, I've put the enemy to shame. Even on your case, I've put the enemy to shame. Yes, I see your feet coming. I see your feet coming. I hear many footsteps approaching me. Because I have poured down blessing. Blessing to make you come. To make you come. For henceforth, you will no longer be limited. Yes, you will ascend and you arrive only in the name of my Father. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We give thanks to God. Amen. It's great to... I don't want to say to be back home, but it's great to see our faces face to face. Amen. Yes, it's been a great time in God's presence. The Lord has been so merciful unto us, so gracious. He visited us. He lifted His countenance upon us, and He brought healings healings to our souls, healings to our members, healings to that which was dead. Also healing to that which was dying. Brought health to us. And we return all the praise and all the praise and all the praise and all the praise to Him. I'm particularly, you know, happy. I would say joyful for us. And you don't know how much God loves you. And I would say for us, as if God did Ojoro for us. And His expo, they call it. So God did expo for us in particular. And getting to think about it, I'm just trying to put the whole puzzle together. Is one of the greatest signs of God's love towards His soul when His voice comes to you expressly. There are many ways you could get to affirm, you know, God's love towards you, but the surest way is His word. When His voice comes to you expressly. I know we've been going through the book of Ephesians, how heaven just maneuver us here in particular. I know there is a reason for it. The way the Lord prepared us on Sunday. Are you not seeing it? Or you think it's man? Almost around the whole thing till the final, you know, final loss. It was around the same thing. Satan cannot be deceived me. The Abel Kuta has not entered. Yes. We have entered into praise. Abel Kudas and assembly are step into praise. You know what I'm saying? But if you don't yet believe, I'll pull you in. I'll pull you in. And of course, sometimes we need to understand, you know, the operation of the Spirit. So when the Lord is saying a church has entered, it doesn't necessarily mean that all of us seated have entered. But in the Spirit, we have a representation in the Spirit. So what that simply means, order can come in quickly. There's going to be an acceleration of God's work so that all of us can, you know, function in that sphere, you know, where it will be set. Amen. Praise God. We give thanks to the Lord. Amen. I know so much has been said in the course of, you know, the 7 days before the face of our God. I don't think today is a day to try to share something, but probably some little instructions that can further position us to fully step into what has been given into us. And also harness all the resources of grace that our Lord has given to us. We need guidance. We need guidance to use grace. That's what the scriptures talks about, you know, the grace that brings salvation has appeared to all men. Teaching. So grace can be taught. The ultimate that grace brings is salvation. Anytime grace comes, is a bringer of salvation. And honestly speaking, a saved man or a man being saved is also a man being healthy. The saver you are, the healthier you are, or the more health you have. So grace can teach you how to use grace. Grace instructs. Grace teaches. The Lord was emphasizing to us on last Sunday that we all come back changed. And I want you to believe it. I want you to be, because your waters has been changed. The Lord has changed your water, and another spirit is upon you. Another spirit is now upon you. A different spirit is hovering over you. You are under a different canopy. The manner of the spirit upon us before the convention can't be compared with the spirit upon us now. There's been a change. More than ever before, our ears are going to be opened. Amen. Why? Because both by teaching and doctrine, we've come to realize that health or healing, okay, is also administered through teaching. Through teaching. So it means going forward, as you are hearing, you and I are going to position our souls as people receiving health. Amen. Why? Because number one, you know you can be sick and you may not know you are sick. And that's the worst of the state. When you are sick and you do not know it. Why? Because even if they bring what can heal you, you won't take it. But once your state is exposed to you, there's a way you respond to the administration of the medicine that can restore your health. Let's look at this place, Psalm 40. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. It says, sacrifice and offering thou did not desire, my ears as thou opened. Burnt offering and sin offering as thou not required. Then said I, lo, I come in the volume of the book. It is written of me. Amen. I delight to do thy will. I take delight. I find pleasure. I find joy in doing your will. So the place of contention of will over us is broken. Is broken. Why? Because that is the agent of our disease. Wow. One of the reasons why it's looking like the sickness is not going is because the will is intact. The will is intact. At any time there is a reason to make a choice, we always find ourselves tilting to the will of the enemy. But Jesus, amen. You can see this talking about our Lord Jesus Christ. Also trying to also show us template of the soul. Our soul is meant to respond to God. So there's no way you can do his will if your ears are not open. And it takes mercy to open his ears. It takes mercy to open one's ears. Why? Because even the Lord himself said it. Amen. Amen. He said, take heed. Take heed how you hear. Spirit, fight hearing. Spirit, fight hearing. Spirit, contend against hearing. Why? Because the hearing there is not just you being informed. It's access into your heart. It's access into your heart to the point where the things being said, amen, amen, can be health to your flesh, can be health to your bones. So when he said, sacrifices and offering, that my ears hast thou opened. So it means there's no way we can do will if our ears are not open. Why? Because the door into doing will is ears being open. And you can see our daddy took time, dwelt so much on Matthew 13. Is that not so? Yeah. Eh? He said, for this people's heart is wax gross. Now, what wax the heart to be gross is also another hearing. So it means the heart is no longer healthy. The heart has gathered fat. Why? Because wax melts. Wax, amen. Amen. Wax melt under heat. The same way also fat also melt under heat. Are we together? Now, you could see that there were two distinctions there. Okay? This same place here, you look at this, so you also go back to Hebrews chapter 5. Amen. Are we together? Hebrews chapter 5. Now, there is something about dull of hearing. Now, you can't remove dullness in hearing with heart waxing gross. The two are together. Okay? The two are together. So what that simply means is that truth can be spoken, but we are not announcing it. It's a walk. They call it Ishe. It's a walk. So when daddy said yesterday, he said, when you're not here, ever learning. Ever learning. Never able. Ever learning. Never able to come to where? To the knowledge of the truth. Why? Because truth is actually the instrument of healing at different levels. Wow. Wow. That's why sometimes they refer to truth as bitter. Truth heals. Wow. So, when the Lord now links to your making, he linked it to truth. He linked it to truth. He said, the truth shall make you. The truth will make you free. So, truth is a deliverer. Truth delivers. Truth sets free. So it means truth has power over your captivity. Truth can disengage the hand of the power holding you captive. So that's what truth does. That's why you don't encounter truth so early. They prepare you to see truth. Truth will not first appear. It will send its first messenger, which is his knowledge. Yeah.
The knowledge of truth is not letter. It's not letter. But once the knowledge of truth goes ahead, how you respond to the waters of truth, how you respond to the knowledge of truth, they get an echo. Okay? He said, if ye continue in my word, if you continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed. So the realm of indeedness is the approver of continuity in the word. Not just any kind of word, which is also his knowledge. Or the knowledge of the truth. Amen. He now said afterwards, ye shall know the truth. And the truth will do what? Will make you. So truth is a maker. Truth makes. Truth forms. Truth saves. That's why you can't separate truth and grace. They are two companions. In fact, what causes grace to gush out the more is your response in obedience to truth. So when he said there is a grace that shall come to us at the revelation. So that grace, the revelation of Jesus Christ, is the person of truth. So it means at that level, when you respond to his judgment, you respond to his judgment. There is a kind of grace that is administered to you. So more than ever before, what I feel is that what is going to come to us going forward are going to be words of empowerment. Words of empowerment. Eh? Yeah. That will also destabilize us from our trust. Our trust. They must break our trust. Amen. Amen. We saw all the divisions. Holy Ghost has his own truth. The name of the Holy Ghost has his own truth. Now, until you encounter the truth in the name of the Holy Ghost, you won't be full. Why? Because fullness speaks of nature. So there's no way that nature can be developed or that nature can be formed until you encounter the truth in the name. So the same way also, there's also the truth of Christ. There's a truth of Christ. Until you encounter the truth of Christ, they can't be formation, one. They can't be change of conversation. There's also the truth of the Father. There's also the truth of God. So, when you now hear in Ephesians chapter 4, I think it should be 4 or 5, he said, if so be that ye have heard him. Now, Paul was talking about the framework of Christ's formation in a soul. Amen. He said, if ye have what? Heard him. And what has been taught. Taught. So, anytime teaching comes in, grace is there. Amen. Yes. Because there is a way you hear that goes beyond just massaging the brain. There's a way you hear and it is your core. You know that this water pierce through your shell. Why? Because, see, this heart you are looking at is deep. Oh? Our heart is as deep as hell. So when God said that the heart of a man, who can know it? Why? Because in the heart, there are layers. There are layers there. There are many layers in the heart. And then when you see through, there are also layers of piercing. There is a limit to which the truth of Christ can reach the depth of your heart. He has boundary of operation in the template of your heart. Yes. So, if so be that ye have heard him and have been taught by him. So, why does it say as the truth? So, it means amen. So it means as the truth is in Jesus. So trying to let you understand that this is what they are referring to here. If you have heard truth, if you have been taught by truth, as that same truth is in Jesus. Now, not Jesus as per Jesus the Christ, but looking at Jesus as a vessel or a container or as a soul. Amen. Amen. So the ultimate of the workings of truth is that at the end of the day, they will say, if so be that ye have heard him, and I've been taught by him as the truth is in blessing. Why? Because it's a template or a copy or a prototype that all souls must go through. That all souls must go through. Then, truth is separate from your will. Because in actual sense, what we obey that change us, what we actually obey that transform us is truth. They can't be becoming without obedience. Amen. What I mean is you can't change. You can't transform. Are we together? You can't be saved without obedience. Now, what you obey there that causes the change or that makes you to become is truth. Why? Because becoming is an integral part of making. Yes. So if the truth will make, that making process is also a becoming process. Yes. Amen. Amen. So when you hear obedience is obedience to truth. Yeah. So sacrifice and offerings thou did not desire, my ears hast thou opened. Amen. Now let's look at this place very quickly. Amen. Hebrews chapter 5, I mentioned this. Hebrews 5 from verse 7. He said, who in the days of his flesh, when he had offered up prayers and supplications with strong cry and tears unto him that was able to do what? To save him from death. And was heard in that he feared. Though he were what? He were a son. Yet learn he obedience. Obedience by what? By the things. These are things of God. Things of God is truth. So he said, we beheld him as the only begotten Son of God, full of grace and truth. So the things that you obey that makes you to become is truth. Eh? Now, this is actually where we suffer. Now, the suffering there, that you call suffering, is healing. It's a healing process. It's a healing process. Eh? And sometimes it looks like, can I continue? Maybe I should compromise. Maybe I should do this one. There are contentions. Eh? Is that sometimes when you have an injury or you have a wound and the wound is healing, what does it do most of the time? It will start scratching you. You just want to put your hand there. Sometimes you don't want to endure it. But the one your hand touches it, it slows down the healing. In any way, we'll be touching that thing that's scratching us. The Lord will grant us strength to endure the scratching. Amen. To endure it. Amen. Now that's where suffering is. Eh? Why? Because the whole soul is going through a process. It's going through a process. So to you, you count it as suffering. But to them, it's a healing process. And that's why in most cases, you will discover that once you go through some of those dealings, he said by the things. When you say things, it's not just one plus one. You can't define things. Sometimes an arrangement around your life could be things. And it's truth supervised. So as you find grace to align, and that's how from time to time when you have struggle, your spirit comes to encourage you and tells you, no, go ahead. Don't let it down. Keep pushing. I will help you. I will help you. Then you now see that during that time, it's not joyous. It's not joyous. It's not pleasant. Eh? It's looking like they are scourging you. Now, the spirit is really the language that makes sense to you, but their own interpretation is different. The way they're interpreting it, as a result of the work they are doing, they have a different interpretation. But to you, as a soul, that is the language you can relate with. So they can use scourged to chastise. They are all healings. Correction, they are all healings. So to the son, he said, it pleased the father to bruise him. How would the father find pleasure in bruising? An actual sense, if you and I should look at it, it was a bruising, really. But in the spirit, it was something different. And that's why eventually, when you go back to the same Hebrews, he said, but at the end, even though the whole process seems not joyous, but it yields what? A peaceable fruit of righteousness. A peaceable fruit of righteousness. Eh? Did he call it fruit? Did he call it fruit? That means something is being made. That's why from time to time, certain dealings, when it comes to it, look as if, shall I go so far like this? And then when you are helped, see how you feel. Sometimes you feel lighter. Like a chunk of flesh has been cut off. So though he were a son, that means a son of a class, but there were still many things he needed to learn. Yet learn he obedience by the things which he suffered. Why? Because as he was suffering, they said, and he's actually one verse, but they decided to break it into two. Why? Because that thing called suffering was being made. Though he were a son, yet learn he obedience by the things which he suffered and being made perfect. So they wanted to make him perfect. Though he were a son, but they wanted to make him perfect. So the doorway to be made perfect is obedience. Why? Do you know why? I know. If the Lord is telling us that going forward, the things he's going to be speaking to us are going to be healings. So be ready for some dealings. Why? Because you need understanding to cooperate with the Spirit. Now, what I'm saying to suffer is not as you will not eat. In fact, they can even increase your plate of rice. You may start even having more money now. So don't think what you are thinking. They know where they will come. They know the place that will make meaning to you. In fact, to the point you will say, Lord, can you take all the money? No, sir, you can bargain. He said, Jesus, where you are touching, that thing, they pay me well, well. Can we exchange? If I make me the poorest man on earth, I will prefer. They said, no, it doesn't make meaning to you. If I for you to even say that you want to let that one down, that means it's not riches. Anything that make meaning to you, you will never point God to it. So, when those dealings start coming our way, we can interpret and then find grace to align. Why? Because when he was praying that, no, I don't want to do sacrifice. You know, so I want to use that to replace obedience and offerings. Eh? He said, no, I don't want that one. No. What I want to do with is will I want to do. Because I know in doing will, I will be formed. Eh? So in Hebrews, he said, in the volume of the book, it is written of me to do thy will, O God. He said, a body hast thou prepared me. He said, no, what I want now, just open my ears. And I will tell you something. Do you know all the diseases that we have today? I don't know of physical diseases, but I also know that most of the contaminations we have, they all came through meals. Eh? Eh? Food, water. But I will tell you what I mean by meal. All the diseases, they use your five senses to enter you. Go and check. All of them. They use your five senses. Go and check. Some that will not come through food. They will come through seeing. Some is through touch. Some is through smell. Some is because you saw something. Some is because you tasted something. Now, how our soul got diseased is by those channels. Now, when he said no, I also know that by opening my ears, well, because ear, this thing called ear, is the central connection to all other senses. So for the God of our salvation to choose speaking and then hearing, go and check. There is something about hearing. That's a child that hears will soon speak. Don't bother yourself. Child that hears, unless he's born blind. Eh? And remember then, when some of our children were not speaking on time, I can see the agitation from the parents. Oh, he said this, so you'll just be looking. But he's hearing. Other faculties will be open. So when he said, just open my ears. Why? Because from hearing, faith comes by hearing. So God chose the foolishness of speaking or preaching. Once your ears are open, healing is sure. And being made perfect So he was made perfect by obedience. He learned obedience. Eh? So, amen. And I told her obedience is obedience to truth. Why? Because in Ephesians, he said, if ye have heard and has been taught. So when you are taught and you learn, when you learn, that's what he said, ye have not so learned Christ. So the things he was learning there is truth. So by obedience, amen. So being made perfect, he became the author of eternal salvation unto all them that do what? That obey him. I am trusting the Lord that with the new season upon us, more than never before, you and I will be quick to obey. Do you know, Tina, there are things you know you should do? That truths are spoken to you probably many, many months ago. Some you could many, many years ago. And you know. And you kept on postponing it. You always have an explanation. But he said, in the day of his power, in the day of his power, in the day of his power, you and I, we shall be willing. Yeah. We will no longer postpone obedience. Yeah. When they are counting souls of obedience in the spirit, will be numbered among them. Yeah. But do you also know that in obedience to truth, there are also grades. Some are swift to obey. Some are swift. Some are normal. Some are slow. Some are very, very sluggish. At whatever level we are, let the Lord change gear for us. Why? Because if I say no, if you were sluggish before, you are going to be swift, you will die. Why? Because it doesn't sit into salvation process. You won't jump from 1 to 100. It doesn't work that way. And that's what new creation reality are doing now. They want to jump from 1 to 100. I don't want to go through process. But there is a promise of grace multiplication. Why? Because when grace is multiplied, you are more empowered. And I will tell you, two things the Lord laid in my heart. 3 John chapter 1. Our daddy really broke this open for us. He said, the elder unto who? Unto the well-beloved Gaius. Whom I love where? In the truth. Whom I love in the truth. So, you can't talk about health without truth. Why? Because the people here were already racing onto eternal life. Now, the commendation of truth here is the truth in the Father. The elder unto the well-beloved Gaius, whom I love in the truth. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest what? Prosper. I want you to prosper. So true prosperity can't happen without truth. Eh? He said, ride on prosperously. Is that not so? Because of truth and meekness. So true prosperity is how much we align with truth. So that we dovetail into being in health. That's why they are together. So I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. How many of us want to prosper in our souls? I want to prosper. One of the things I know that the Lord has empowered you and I to do
is to shut the mouth of the enemy. To discern his lies and choose not to cooperate.
Let me say something. You know, there are ways of thinking, and sometimes your thought patterns speaks to how truth can prosper with you. Now, let me take one example. Let's assume that you have issue. Yes, you got born again, and then you have issue with. Okay, maybe you are masturbating. Amen. And then you hear probably what was said today now during School of Life. There are two things there. Now, the comfort you should fetch from it is not to empower you to continue in it. But the comfort you should fetch from me is that, so I'm still born again. Are we together? So I'm still born again. But there is also power in my spirit, number one. I'm also exposed to knowledge. Right? He said there's also how you must learn how to possess your vessel. So it means truth on how you should possess your vessel has been taught you. Now, you see, truth watches the reins of the heart. When I'm just using this as an example, yours cannot be that. It could be something different. Then truth is watching because truth has eyes. It's naked. Yeah. Nothing is hid before truth. It's watching. How is this heart responding to this light? Now it should be that a little comfort there because Satan wants to take advantage of the fact that he's trying to tell you, you are not born again. If you're truly born again, this should have been dealt with. And then you enter into condemnation. Right? What I mean is that you are nearly entering into depression as a result. But this light should give you comfort there. But then the next thought will be that, but Lord, I should overcome this. This is not normal. But then when things are in our sense, you not say, You are not walking in truth. And with that attitude, I can tell you for sure, you will stay there for long. That's just one example. But use it to also interpret how you justify why you are still doing what you are doing. That's why I'm saying that now you've been empowered. To me, going forward, when those conversations are coming to you, to further want it to convince you to stay in that pit, you will choose not to stay there. Yeah. Why? Because truth coming to you is also to teach you how to have power over sin. How to have power over sin. How to have power over the works of sin. It teaches you. And that's why there is hardly any of these things at the point where you want to even engage into it. There are a lot of cautions that you violate by your will. So you are not innocent. That was just by the way. Amen. Well, because scriptures is clear. He said, as becometh saint. If that is not yet a reality in you, there is a problem. And that must be acknowledged. Are we together? He said, as becometh saint. Amen. But fornication and all uncleanness, I don't know why I'm saying this. So I know probably a cleansing is going on right now. Okay, let it not be once named among you as becoming saint. Once named. So if this is impossible, it won't be written. But for the fact that you are not yet enjoying this, you shouldn't feel good. You are not enjoying this. You should rather feel bad. That Lord, in your word, this is written. How will you empower me? I want this to be made flesh in my vessel.
Amen. Amen. Let me now move to what I wanted to say before this incursion came. Amen. Amen. Now, there's something I'm perceiving in my heart. I don't know why, but I just want to say it. Please, race more into God. I want you and I to, more than ever before, to trust God. It's not by power, but most times, our desire is a strong force in our petitions. Why? Because the prayers that our Lord Jesus Christ offered, he didn't have grace, but there was something he saw. And he prayed. Is that not so? For that which he feared, he prayed for it with strong cries. That strong crying is a sign of how important that thing is to him. How vital that thing is to him. It led to tears. And then the father was watching. Why was he crying with strong crying? The things he saw as fear ahead of him, the father heard. That means he took note. And eventually, he overcame it. Do you know what I'm feeling? I don't know. But I feel that some things will visit the earth that will tamper with health. It will not take, amen. I say it's a feeling. I didn't say the Lord is saying. What will immune us? What will immune us against those things is how much our soul has prospered. Amen. Amen. What I mean is that there may virtually not be anything that looks like medical that can confront that thing headlong. But what will make us to be immune? It means that the forces in the soul will take over the body. Why? Because you also remember that that place where the Lord was telling, he gave them a lot of commandments. He now said, these diseases from Egypt, he said, if you do my commandment, I will not allow them to come near you. We don't know what is coming. But I know the reason for the end. I've been watching my heart. Lord, yes, I know the Lord is healing our soul. The Lord is healing our body. But it's also futuristic to prepare us to quickly run into health. Yes. Why? Because now, let me tell you. Do you think Paul, when he sailed through and got to the seashore, that viper that came on his member, on his body. Do you know what killed that viper? It's not gift of the spirit. It's health. Why? Because immediately that thing struck, they knew that this venom, this guy shouldn't stand for the next 5 seconds. He shook it off. Health is a force of life in the soul that arrested the venom in his vessel. You know, there are a lot of theories around COVID. Sure you know. A lot. And we know the intention for COVID. But you know, some people also took the vaccine and nothing happened to them. You think it's gift? It's health. So what I'm saying is to us is this. Amen. Yeah. I'm just trying to encourage you that aside just your soul being okay, there are also things that health in your soul will preserve your body for. Why? Because truth preserves. So, to preserve us, amen. That's why the place of being held and also prospering the soul, they have to hinge it on truth.
He said, I have no other greater joy to see that your children are also walking in the truth. In fact, as somebody said, even the truth itself. That was another one. Was that not Demetrius? Amen. He said, even the truth, amen, Demetrius, has good report of all men. These are not Christ's men, no. Why? Because this has to do with a company. If you want to check the company they are referring to, look at the league of people. This is 3 John. So if they are saying Demetrius has a good report, some people had good report in Acts chapter 6. That was the truth of the Holy Ghost. There's also the truth of Christ in the epistle. Now, this good report of all here, they put it men in bracket. It means all the people in that league. They all gave approval. Now, look at it. He now said, Demetrius has a good report of all and of the truth itself. It means aside men that also bear the same truth. Truth singly stood and said, I know this guy. Why? Because when you hear record, record is not one register in church. He said the three bear record. Did he hear that? Because in the earth, there are three that bear witness. Is that not so? The water, the water, the blood, and the spirit. Amen. Can you give me that? Thank you. Why? Because earth is for witness. But why? Because truth is not of earth. Truth is not of the earth. Truth is of the heavens. So when you are dealing with heavens, what they bear in heaven are not witnesses. They are records. But when the record, amen, when the record of the things in heaven are replicated in the earth, they are witnesses to heaven. That's why you won't see angel, call angel a witness. Angel are not witnesses. It's men that are witnesses. Great cloud of witnesses that are bearing what heaven is bearing. So if you now hear the same Demetrius being spoken of here, that they bear record. And we also bear record. And you know that our record is true. Our record is true. It means it's unchanging. No variableness. This record is true. Why? Because it's also embodying what the true God is embodying. So do you hear what I'm saying? Is it making sense to us? No, I'm just trying to let you see why you should race. Why? Because what we like, the same COVID killed many people too. It killed many people. It also killed Christians. But some people had it. But it's not medicine. The health in their soul. The health in their soul broke the power of that thing. So when we are being told, let's race. Let's move in. Let's move in. Why? Because they will be amazed again. Now, in any case, they are saying something is coming in 2030. Do you not even prepare us for COVID? Or you think, maybe it's the sun. Africa gets sun well. Now, because of sun, that many of us didn't die. Even prepared us ahead. They saw that season ahead and they prepared our vessel. I'm just trusting that the Lord will help us to race in more. Amen. The Lord will accelerate our speed in the spirit. Amen. Our response to truth will increase. Amen. Things within us that make truth grievous, that makes it grievous, the Lord will take that thing away.
Amen.
Works shall be destroyed.
Amen.
Yeah, they are works of the enemy. Those works shall be destroyed.
Amen.
He said, for this reason, you know, was the Son of God manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Works within our members that are untied obedience to truth will be destroyed.
Amen.
That in this season, truth will prosper in our souls.
Amen.
For many of us that need to quickly raise and finish the name of the Holy Ghost, finish the name of Christ, the truth in it will prosper in our members.
Amen.
We will not struggle anymore.
Amen.
I say we will not struggle anymore.
Amen.
Struggle will cease. Even if I thought there should be a little struggle, it just takes some few seconds. Before you know it, you say, Father, thy will be done. Father, thy will be done. Father, thy will be done. This is going to be our song. It's going to be our rhythm. It's going to be our melody. Thy will be done. I understand we waited, and I know there are a lot of people here. When we're trusting God for the fruit of the womb, I stood in the gap for you. And I said, Lord Jesus, show yourself to these ones.
Amen.
Don't forget what our daddy said yesterday. Why? Because sometimes there is a persistence when the scripture says that you should abound in thanksgiving unmovable. Sometimes I asked, as I said, if you were Sarah, how old are you? Do you know for how many years Sarah, as I'm waiting, every month she will see her period. Every month she will see. Can you compare your age with her? I know at some point she gave up. She was tired. And God stepped in. So I'm just trying to lay more emphasis on what Daddy Isaac said yesterday. I'm too sure, see, by the mercy of God, in the next 1 year, this your hand will carry your baby.
Amen.
The first test may just probably be the next 3 or 4 days. Maybe by your cycle, your period should come. And it may come. You may see it. It may not necessarily be as quick as that. You may see it. That should not break you down. She said, but God, if you have spoken, how come I'm seeing it? I'm saying, keep believing. If at the end of this month you see it, keep believing. Keep believing. Keep believing. Keep giving thanks. Next month you see it, keep believing. One thing that I know, I said by the end of this year, you will carry your baby.
Done in heaven. It is done in heaven. Yes, it is done in heaven. For our word has gone forth. The word has gone forth. And our word don't return void. Our word do not return void. For we are in the realm of hope. We are in unchangeable realm. It is done. It is done. It is done. Faith will bet it. Faith will bet it. Faith will bet it. Faith will bet it. Abound in faith. Remain steadfast in faith. Giving thanks. Giving thanks. Giving thanks. Let thanksgiving well up in your heart. See the reality that it is done. That it is done. It is done. It is done. Faith will bet it. Many, many bettings. Many, many bad pants. Many, many bettings. Many, many bettings. Even in your community, because it is done already.
I just perceive that the Lord is going to bless the assembly with gifts of healing. Yes. Yes. It's going to rest. It's going to rest. It's going to rest upon this assembly. I said the cloud of healings. Cloud of healings. Strong cloud of healings. I mean, as people step in here, they will be healed. I asked the Lord, I said, Lord, under the authority of your servant, you ask everyone to bring this. And my connection with this when I took it is that, Lord, this is your saint one. This is your apostle. He's a true apostle. This is our father. He has prayed on this, and I know the spirit is on this. And I said, Lord, I use this as a point of contact for the assembly. That let that gift spread upon the house. Let it spread, let it spread, let it spread. Let it spread, let it spread. Let it spread. Let it spread. Let it spread. In the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, rejoice.
Amen.
Oh, rejoice.
Amen.
Oh, rejoice.
Amen.
For it is a new day.
Amen.
Oh, rejoice.
Amen.
Oh, rejoice.
Amen.
For the prosperity of the word.
Amen.
Oh, rejoice.
Amen.
Oh, rejoice.
Amen.
Oh, rejoice. At that which I'm going to do through you. At that which I'm going to bring forth through you.
Amen.
Oh, for healing streams. For have I not told you that the water is gushing forth? That the water is gushing forth. Yeah, from beneath the rock. And it is spreading. And it is spreading. And it's spreading and taking over. Yeah, for this is a fulfillment even of my word. For this water has come to heal. To heal nations. Yeah, to heal nations. And yeah, even also to heal bodily diseases. So take your portion. So take your portion. For it is I that laid it in the heart of my servant. Yeah, even to do this today. For it had been written that this will be done today. For it had been written that this my covenant will be enacted even in your midst today. Yes, yeah, so take your portion. For I give it freely. For I give it freely. For I give it freely. Even for the profit of all. Yes, yeah, so take your portion and take your place. Even for this word has brought health to your flesh, and you shall spread forth this life, and you shall spread forth this word. Yea, and my hand will heal, even through you,
yes.
Even diseases of
yes.
the soul and diseases
Woo.
Of the body.
Amen.
I will move through you.
Amen.
I will move through you.
Amen.
I will move through you and treat hearts. and treat ailments, and all glory will abound to me.
Yes.
And men will come and say, show me your God, for I want to follow him. Take me to the great physician, for I want to encounter him. Yeah, and through this channel, even many will come and drink of the water of life. Amen.
We believe you've heard the voice of the Lord by virtue of the words that has come unto you. Why don't you make it a date with us in any of our meetings? You can join us on Wednesdays for special teaching with Reverend Busuyi Olabode by 5 p.m. and Sundays by 8 a.m. at Eternal Life Embassy, 175 Adeyemi College Road beside Mercyland Hospital, Ondo. For more information, please call 0806-509-8130 or 0703-395-8818 or visit our website www.fmli.org. Remain blessed.